Hi, this is Tom Browning, and you're listening to the Red Hot Mama on RedHotMama.com, home of the Reds.
Welcome, baseball fans. You got the Red Hot Mama on this Tuesday, May 2nd, 2006. In continuing commemoration of the two-game series that the Reds are playing against the Cardinals, we're revisiting the series where my husband and I visited St. Louis, and my counterpart in smack-talking Bellyacher for a weekend of baseball and drunken revelry. In episodes 7 and 9, you heard our smack talk from Game 11 on April 15th, but we also went to the game on April 16th, and that's what today's episode is all about. The voices that you'll hear are mine, the other woman is Belly Scratcher, the guy that shows up about halfway through is her proxy, and the other man that you'll hear talking throughout is my husband, John. You can follow this game a little bit better through the audio than you could with the last one, because I remembered a little bit better to update the score after each inning. But the game still sucked, so it really doesn't matter too much. Nevertheless, enjoy the smack.
I guess switched it to red and like, oh, that looks really good. We should have red seats. Well done.
They had like a fan vote to the seats be green or red because they had two different like mock-ups, one with green, one with red, and it was like,
at Synergy, Riverfront, the different levels were different colors.
They used to have that in Old Bush. They replaced the seats, they changed them to red, but
I thought that was kind of cool. You could really identify where people were, you know, on the yellow level.
Well, RFK still has that. They still have all
the
seats.
Nice.
Oh! All right, for real!
That's it. No, he's only got two.
We have to put out the all-sucked outfield.
Yeah!
All you.
I think Bronson's a little better than Williams.
I don't know what you're talking about. Williams is the bomb.
Yeah, I gave up a lot of them.
Yes, Williams is a bomb, that's right.
He's totally worth it.
Rayo's now thrown more than half as many pitches as Smallwood.
It could be a long game.
There was the sound of Rodriguez hitting a triple to right field there, bringing in two runs. He sucks.
He sucks.
I share that opinion.
Okay, so Spezia flied out to center field to end the inning. Arroyo ended the inning with, we said five fewer pitches than Mulder ended his inning.
I think it's Gladden.
And after one, it's Cincinnati 1, St. Louis 3.
They have Real Mato's picture up with Brandon Phillips' name.
Unless he looks just like Real Mato.
He does not look just like Real Mato. That is really weird.
I'm surprised they didn't fix it after the introductions.
They must not realize it. That's all I can figure.
Okay, so after two, the
St. Louis continues to lead Cincinnati 2-1.
Jason.
Or rather, 1-2. And that seemed to take for friggin' ever. The Cardinals congratulate Marion Ingber on her streak of seeing 1,870 Cardinal home games. And I just gotta think, you know, is it worth missing that many episodes of, you know, Friends and The Simpsons? It seems like there's just, you know, a lot of television you're gonna miss to see that many home games in a row. Maybe she's watching them on TV.
Some of these fun facts they've got are pretty lame. Spezio, teammate with Eckstein for the 2002 Anaheim World Series team. Okay.
Real. Consider swinging at the Strokes.
And making contact even. That might even be better.
One step at a time.
Ever to be. It really should.
Yeah, no. I mean, we're not Cubs fans.
Do you really want it to be till the latter half of the next century before you win another World Series?
Exactly.
I mean, come on.
Throw it back and we're cursed.
Go on, go. Nice. Just go. Get out of here. Oh, yeah.
Yeah! Cardinals!
Same.
So, in the top of the third, in top of the fifth, Lopez gets himself a double. They scored it a double, right? Dunn knocks him in with a shot to right center.
Left center.
Left center, sorry. Then right after that, Kearns comes up with his own shot to left center.
I can watch that over and over.
And now the Reds lead it 4-2. So that's the sound of Albert Pujols. There's a 2-run home run over the left field wall. And there was no friggin' doubt, was there? Damn.
One thing I couldn't tell from where we're sitting is if it would go foul, because it was covered in a decent
field. Yeah,
you gotta
make sure
I get the most of this ball.
Yeah. So maybe you should get nachos more often.
Yeah, I think so.
What was that? Oh.
Man, that'd take a curtain call for anything, Roger.
Throw it back! Throw it back!
We had more curtain calls than the Broadway tour of Cats.
Are you just not used to home runs or that novelty?
Wow, what a friggin' mess. Okay, so Pujols serves up a 2-run home run to tie up the score, followed immediately by Roland knocking one out to bring the score to Cincinnati 4, St. Louis 5.
It's true.
Who drilled it?
He walked.
He does have a tiny, tiny little strike zone.
Down with the OBP? Yeah, you know me. Who's not down with the OBP? Joe Morgan, apparently.
Yeah, Joe Morgan.
Despite being really good at it himself.
Yeah.
That's what's so funny is, like, baseball prospectus is like, you are the greatest second baseman to ever play the game. Statistically, using our statistical models, you are the greatest. And he won't even acknowledge that concept even exists.
Did you know he was on the Reds?
Yeah.
You may have heard that.
I think I did.
That's what I heard. Part of
something about a machine?
Communist machine, maybe?
I didn't even know he played baseball.
Ooh.
Yeah, just listening to him, you'd never know that he actually played the game.
He's so subtle.
What I love about him and John Miller when they're broadcasting is they don't converse with each other so much as one talks and stops, and then the other talks.
Oh!
Which is too bad because, like,
John Miller's
is
really good.
Really good.
Is he?
I really enjoy him. I just don't like his color guy.
Rick White.
Oh, damn it.
And may God have mercy on our souls.
Clearly, we misjudged Rick White because he came in and he kicked some ass. Four pitches, got three outs. bottom of after six, the
and the people on the kiss cam were making out.
Dang it, we've been waved.
It's as if I felt energy.
A little dirty.
Roll right through me.
Violated.
I'm violated.
Definitely. I think it's a very dangerous thing to find out for a second.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you only pitched like one.
Four.
So you should have plenty more in the tank, but on the other hand, it's Rick White.
It's kind of unnecessary.
Yeah,
I think it loses its specialness.
Yeah, it does.
I'd just like to be thankful for the double play immediately before that home run.
Told you, don't put White out there for a second inning.
Albert Pujols managed to knock another one in under the party porch over in left field.
You know,
seriously,
hit left field.
Does he hit it anywhere else? If he wants to be a complete player, he's going to have to learn to spray those home runs around this side. So after this, after seven, the Cardinals lead the Reds 6-4.
There's a section here. They used to be in the bleachers at the old ballpark. I don't know if they're in the bleachers or in that section there in this one. But they would hand out little rule sheets for sitting in their section, and they're all dumb. Like, every time somebody turns a 6-4-3, they yell sex for free, and there's other dumb stuff that they do. Like, if somebody's on a cell phone, they, like, run down and pour water on them. And
wow, that's nice.
I know, it's stupid.
Sounds fun.
So I've determined that I'm going to buy a seat and plant myself in the middle. And after I get dumped on the over the head with, like, water on my fake cell phone, I'm like, my mom just died of cancer, you assholes.
That person is proud to take home the home run of Quentin McCracken.
Yeah. eBay.
Quentin McCracken himself will buy it.
Yeah. It's setting his pipe.
Get down.
It's fine.
Yeah!
Go,
Richie!
Go, Flappers! Go!
Two RBI
doubles.
Richie's two RBI doubles. Don't want to cover up the mic. Richie's two RBI double brings the score to Red 7. St. Louis 6.
You know.
And up comes Dunn with one out.
They are intentionally walking Dunn.
Sweet.
So are they going to bring in
setting
someone?
Setting up the force.
Setting up the force, but for turns, are they going to bring in a different pitcher?
You have a base open, you got to walk him.
Who has also hit a home run today, I might point out.
Especially since this yo-yo game, they grab him.
Man, I could not track that
I could not track that at all. I thought it was going to the shortstop.
I thought it was going to third.
It's these new Space Leech rocket balls.
Currency!
What a
right the line.
Well, that was pretty kick-ass. Red score 3 in the top of the 8th to make the score 7-6.
Luna was like a third of the way with the jump before the pitch got to the plate. He would have had a fighting chance.
He's very fast. A lot faster than Encarnacion, who decides to like randomly steal.
That isn't cool.
Maybe he thought he'd redeem himself. Well, I screwed up that catch. But... And that crowd ovation was for a ball. This may be the most enthusiastic fans in the history of the game.
Oh, God!
And that disappointed sigh was for strike one. Well, amazingly, suddenly the fans don't have a lot to say. I don't understand. I guess they don't have love for Kearns' catch. With two outs in the bottom of the third, bases loaded after Coffey intentionally walked, who the hell did he walk? Schumacher, to load him up. And after getting Taguchi to pop up harmlessly to right field, we're looking at David Eckstein. And hopefully the third out of this inning. Okay, well then that just about does it as Eckstein pops out harmlessly to left field at the bottom of, after 8, the Reds lead the Cardinals 7-6. Gulp.
Yep. The intimidating closer for the Reds, David Inclement Weathers.
All right.
Jason's probably been been sitting in the underground batting cage all day.
Give me a chance.
Steady diet of fastballs.
He thinks he's a hitter. He's a good hitting pitcher, but that doesn't mean he's a good hitter.
When he gets his walk-off home run, you heard it here first.
So a stupid freaking walk-off home run from Albert Pujols made the game a complete waste of time. But you know, it wasn't all bad. As we were walking back to the car, a Cardinals fan noted our Reds t-shirts and gave us the old thumb and forefinger L on the forehead, which I thought was pretty much the domain of catty 14-year-old girls. I thought he looked like a complete dumbass, and I was plenty happy to just sit there and grin at him. But Belly Scratcher felt the need to call him an asshole on our behalf, and I really appreciate that from her. So far, the Reds have done a whole lot better this series than they did back in April, and I'm looking forward to them making the sweep of the two-game series this afternoon. Go Reds!